Are you thinking about starting your own cash practice? Maybe you've already started your own practice and you're starting to realize that there's a lot to learn when it comes to business. We can be great clinicians, but if we don't understand the business side of having our own practice, we're going to have a hard time being successful in business. Guys, I wrote a book for you and I took everything that I've learned over the last 5 years of running a successful cash practice here in Atlanta, and I put it in this book, and I gave you everything that you need to be able to start and scale that practice past yourself. That book is called Fuck Insurance, and if you don't like the title, the book is not for you. If you do like the title, it's the exact book that you need to be reading right now. I show you exactly how to start. I show you what's important when it comes to marketing, when it comes to sales, when it comes to operations, and what stage you're actually at in the business, you know, where you're at, what you need to focus on while you're there, and how to get to the next stage. I'm trying to set it up in a way where you can get some clarity in your business. And the book for now is 100% free. All you have to do is go to finsurancebook.com. That's finsurancebook.com and get your free copy of the book that I wrote specifically to help you be successful in business. The book is free. All you got to do is pay for it to get to your door so that I don't lose my shirt on giving everybody all these books and sending them around the world. And again, head to finsurancebook.com. Learn how to run a successful cash practice today. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, what's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast, and I am really looking forward to digging into this topic with you guys today. Something that I talk a lot about within our mastermind, within coaching clients that I have, consulting work that we do, and even with my own kids. And it's something that I've had to work really hard on improving in myself. And this topic is something that's pretty broad. It's not just business related, but I think it will directly affect your business, but also relationships you have and ways that you look at what you're doing in your career or things that you accomplish in life and whatnot. And it's sort of broad. And that is this idea of comparison. And I've talked about this before, and I think it's something that is something I probably need to talk about quarterly on the podcast and bring up because of how problematic it can really be for you to sit around comparing what you're doing to what other people, you know, or your colleagues, peers, whatever it might be, are doing as well. And this is something that I have done my entire life. And I think that if you're a competitive person and you like to win, or in many cases, I feel like I probably hate losing more than I like to win. You know, that's probably a better way to put it. And when I see what other people are able to accomplish or have accomplished, or the perception of what they've accomplished, it's always been very hard for me not to compare myself to them, because in some capacity, it's basically like, okay, who's winning? If life is a race, who's winning? Right? And that's such a stupid ass silly way to look at it if you really think about it. Like, who's happier? Who's got more money? Who's traveled more? You know, who has whatever, kids that are smarter or better at whatever it is? And like, if you really think about this, that is a great way to be a miserable human being. And there's a quote that I love. It's Teddy Roosevelt, and he said, "Comparison is the thief of joy." And it's probably my favorite quote I've ever heard. And for me, it struck me as something that was so true for myself, this idea of comparison being the thief of joy. And as I look back, in many cases when I was really frustrated or was dealing with, you know, just trying to figure out how to work through something, oftentimes it was because of comparison, whether it be in business. And definitely this happened to me early on in business, and it still happens to me sometimes. I'm just much better at dealing with it, you know, and comparing where I'm at in my business with where other people I know are at in their businesses. And you're always going to find somebody that's further along than you. Like, that's the thing. In sports, it was like this for me. There was always somebody that was going to be better than me at something. I just never was going to be the best baseball player in the world, right? Like, could I play at a certain level? Sure. But was I going to be playing Major League Baseball and on an all-star team? No. That was just wasn't in the cards. It wasn't going to happen. And so for me to be able to compare myself to other people athletically was detrimental. You know, I think there's nothing positive about that necessarily. When you look at your standpoint of like business, it's really, really detrimental. And the reason why is you have to look at your time and resources, time being probably the most scarce resources that you have, the most valuable resource that you have to protect. If you are taking your just finite amount of time to be able to work on things that directly push your business forward, and you're taking that precious time, that precious resource, and then you're putting it towards looking at what other people are doing, comparing yourself to them, and probably feeling bad about what you haven't accomplished, you are squandering the one thing that everybody wakes up in a day and has the same amount of. I wake up, I have 24 hours to do things, right? Whatever it is I need to do or want to do. Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon, wakes up, he has 24 hours. Elon Musk wakes up, 24 hours. You name them, same. Everybody's the same. It's the most precious resource that we have, and yet you, especially sitting online, looking at what somebody else is doing and thinking to yourself and comparing where you're at or where you'd like to be, where they're at or the perception of where they're at, and where they, you know, are going or things that they're doing, people that they're connecting with. All you're doing is you are comparing yourself to somebody else, and it is a waste of your time. It's a waste of that resource that we all want so much more of. And I can tell you, you know, for me, when I first started my business, I just wanted to make money. I wanted to support my family. That's the biggest thing. I wanted to replace my income of being a captain in the military and be able to do that via this practice that we started. That was goal number one. Then it was get busy so that I could make more money than whenever I was in the Army. And then you hit this stage where it's like, holy crap, this is not what I signed up for. I'm time poor as can be. Now, yeah, I'm making more money, but I'm time poor. I have no time to even enjoy the people around me that I now have like more resources to be able to do fun shit with. So you're time poor. And all you do is you try to get more and more of your time back as that goes along. It's just fallacy of this idea of business ownership. You can get trapped in this place where you become time poor. And you know, as you do that, what you have to think about is, if this is such a precious resource, why are you wasting even a minute of that comparing what you're doing to somebody else that you have no control over whatsoever? Instead of focusing on the things that you actually can control, the things that you can actually dictate whether they occur or not based on your own efforts, your own intelligence, your own willingness to take a risk on yourself, develop relationships, build services and product channels, fulfill on that, and focus on those things instead of, oh, so-and-so I think is, you know, whatever, seeing this patient that I used to see, I wonder what they're doing. I wonder what kind of certification they've gone to. I wonder, you know, if they've got like, you know, connections with this other gym. And the next thing you know, dude, you're on social media for a freaking hour looking at somebody that, trust me, it doesn't fucking matter what they're doing. Not one bit. It doesn't change anything. The only thing that changes is that, you know, you've taken that hour away from doing something that could have been very beneficial for you and your business and or the people that you're trying to support, and you've wasted it on looking at what other people are doing. I look at it like trade, like it's a transition or a transfer, as is a better way to put it. It's transfer of your energy one way or another. You either put your energy towards the things that you can control, and we all have a finite amount of bandwidth. You know, you can't be high energy, work super detailed, solving problems all day. You have a very finite amount of energy and time where your brain is like functioning at a super high capacity. And if you are taking time away from that and you're stressing yourself out by comparing what you're doing to other people, you're basically transferring that same energy to someone else. And in particular, I look at it like, I'm basically transferring energy that I have and capacity and efficiency that I have to this person that now I'm comparing myself with. So I'm really shooting myself in the foot. When in actuality, if I would have not compared myself one bit to anybody and just focused on the things that I can actually control build on those things and work hard on those things, I would be so much further along. And not only that, I'll be way happier, because again, we go back to the quote from Teddy Roosevelt, comparison is the thief of joy. How do you feel when you compare yourself to other people? Unless you're absolutely just like crushing somebody and then you want to compare where you're at to somebody. And in actuality, that just makes you an asshole because you're gloating. You know, you're like, oh, this person is, they're not figuring shit out. It's like, well, dude, okay, are you happy about their lack of success? Like, is that the best place for you to really be spending your time? Probably not. In 90% of the cases, we're comparing ourselves to other people because we feel like they're doing something better than us. This can be from a business standpoint, like professionally, like we're talking about. This could be lifestyle. This could be, oh, so-and-so looks like they're in way better shape than me. I don't know if I could ever get there. I'm gonna just go down the rabbit hole of looking at like what kind of supplements they're taking, what kind of workouts they're doing. And you're just comparing yourself to somebody else. And instead of that hour you spent comparing yourself to somebody, get down to the fucking gym and do something about it. Like, take that energy and put it towards something you can actually change instead of actually just squandering your time. The same thing happens with relationships. You see somebody and they're with another person, you know, and you're wondering, man, how do they, like, that person's really attractive. Like, how does that person end up with that person? And like, oh, their kids look smarter than my kids. And oh, their kids looks like they're better at soccer than my kid. And oh man, their kid speaks two languages. My kid only speaks one language. Is my kid an idiot? Like, this is the irrational shit that we think about and that we go down the rabbit hole on, and it's a huge waste of time. I mean, for God's sakes, it's the most important asset that we have, and we are wasting it all the time. And when I hear people tell me they don't have enough time in the day, I hear this constantly. Oh, I just don't have enough time in the day. I just feel like I need like an extra hour or 2 hours. Okay, here's a great way to find it. Anytime you find yourself doing something that doesn't relate to the thing that you really want to improve most, don't do it. Just spend your time on the things that actually add to the long-term changes you're trying to create. And now look, you don't have a finite amount of energy either, by the way. So yeah, do I like to sit down in the evenings and watch Mad Men with my wife? Yes, I do. Does she have maybe like somewhat of an odd obsession with Don Draper? Probably, but hey, that's okay, because I'm the one that's there, you know, in the evening, not Don Draper, I'll take it. So here's what I want you to think about. Like, you enjoy your life and other things around it. You can't just be 100% focused on like success in your business or success in your career, because then you'll have nobody to hit the finish line with and you'll just be a miserable, a lonely human being. So you have to be able to enjoy these other things, but don't waste your time on these things that you cannot change, on these things that really just do nothing but create additional stress in your life. And I don't know about you, but like, I don't want and or need any additional stress in my life. I'd prefer not to have it. And as health practitioners, we know full well what that ends up doing to people. It's the silent killer. It takes them out. You know, stress is that variable that many people just don't talk about. And one of the best ways to stress yourself out is to sit around comparing yourself to where everybody else is instead of focusing on what you can do about bettering your position in life, period. Bettering your position in life, bettering your business, bettering your relationships with your family and your spouse, your, you know, extended family, friends, whatever it is, things that are going to bring, you know, health, happiness, enjoyment into your life. That's what you got to focus on. So my point of this rant, I guess at this point, is really just this. It's what Teddy said, and it's huge, and I fully believe it. Comparison is a thief of joy. And if you are sitting around comparing what you're doing to everybody else, you're robbing yourself of a happier life, more efficiency, more success, more impact on others, and all the things that you actually want. And if you can start to realize in the moment that you are comparing and it's starting to make you unhappy, it's the first place to start to be able to stop it. So that's it, guys. Let that one soak in. Thanks for listening. As always, we'll catch you next time. You want more cash PT biz help? If so, go get a copy of my book, Fuck Insurance. It's your playbook to successful performance PT practice and never having to deal with insurance again. You can get a free copy at finsurancebook.com. That's finsurancebook.com. Inside this book, you'll learn the direct techniques that we have used to become one of the fastest 100% cash PT practices in the country.